good morning and welcome to a special San Marcos in Focus. This is Thursday, the 21st of November. And wow, I mean, where is the time going? We are right up on Christmas time, folks. And to come and talk to us today from the city is Lorraine Taylor. And we are going to be talking about Blue Santa. And Lorraine, good morning. Welcome into the studio.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
And so Blue Santa is something that we hear about when we come down to the holidays, but a lot of times folks don't realize all that goes into it, and let's talk about that program just a little bit. And first, you are you came back to just focus on this program, back to the city, right?
That's correct. I retired in January of 2021. 6 months later, I was asked to come back, and one of the programs that I would be coordinating would be the Blue Santa program, which I do now.
And that's, so it's a coordination. It's something that you do all year, but it's accumulating in. What happens with the, what's your main thing that you do out of the Blue Santa program?
I do all the purchasing for the of the toys.
No, I'm not you specifically. I'm sorry. I guess that's fine. I'm saying, you know, Blue Santa, what is the big thing that Blue Santa does?
So Blue Santa is a program that's coordinated and run by the San Marcos Police Department.
Okay.
And what we do is we provide toys to children and families during the Christmas season, families in need, and we make that happen for them because that can be difficult.
No, it is a tough time. I mean, you are sitting here, you know, I, as a personal story, I remember when my wife had left. I had been let go from my job, and I'm trying to figure out how to pay the rent and how to pay things. And,
right.
You know, my son had to learn very quickly, there is no Santa. You know, it's going to be whatever we're going to get. Here's what's going on. And that was hard. You know, yeah. It was a hard Christmas, but we made it through, and people helped. And they, you know, my 7-year-old had some toys. So, but it's that as a parent, you know, you've got to make that decision between, are we going to pay the rent? Are we going
right.
to pay, are we going to eat? Or are we going to get some toys for the kids? And you know, the toys are going to have to wait generally.
Yeah, and hopefully that we can kind of ease that tension when a parent's trying to do something for their child for Christmas, and we can step in and add to their Christmas.
Yeah, and make that. So you, when do you start collecting toys? How do you do the toy collection? What's the process here?
So for the toy collection, Blue Santa operates mostly from monetary donations that we get from people in the city, businesses in the city, but we also get assistance from businesses outside of San Marcos and citizens outside of San Marcos. With the funds that we get, we purchase probably about 99% of the toys we distribute, we've purchased. So it actually takes us shopping the entire year to collect our inventory for this time of year.
So do you shop specifically for certain families that they have a list, or do you just do a general collection of toys that you buy?
We have a application process, and the San Marcos Independent School District assists us with those, with identifying those families. We also identify families out of the housing authorities also. And that's where we get the recipients of the packages for Christmas. We started pretty early this year. We started in October in hopes that we would get more people to participate. Last year we did 330 families.
Okay.
The year before we did about 330. This past year we had 440 families that we did packages for.
Wow.
So we saw a tremendous increase.
Yeah,
and we're talking about the families. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a large 125% increase, something
yes,
like that line.
It is. Yeah. It is.
So do you see that that you're going to have that increase again this year, most likely, or that you're going to have that that pressure?
We've anticipated that, so if it happens, we're prepared for it. I'd like to say we hope we will see an increase because there's so many families in need, so that's what we're there for. So we hope to see that.
And the toys, what is the age group that you generally are buying for the toys?
Infants all the way to 12 years of age.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure you get up to that 11 and 12, everybody wants a Nintendo Switch or they want, but, you know, you can make a difference for those. I mean, we're going to be doing a toy drive here that we do for the Southside Community Center that every year. And we try to emphasize that a lot of these children do not have, I mean, these are folks that are crammed into small quarters.
Right.
You know, they're in hotels, they are transient, and it's hard. You don't want big toys for the kids, you know.
Right.
You got to have things that they can take with them, something small.
That's true.
You know, no batteries, those kind of things, and that's what you need to be thinking about, that for toys for these kids.
And that's what we do. We I think one of the biggest challenges for me early is, you know, everyone's into the technical world and everyone's into phones and iPods and whatever else, Apple. As far as affordability, we can't do that. But also, I really think we value the fact that a child can hold something in their hand that's fun, that they can either learn from, especially young kids, bricks where they can stack and they learn some skills from that. With the older kids, something that's challenging for them. So I stay away from batteries and electronics as much as I can. And I really believe that even if a kid has a phone, if you put something in his hand that's interesting, he'll put down that phone for a little bit. So
we can only hope. I don't know. It seems like a losing battle at this point, you know, as I'm approaching 60, to looking back that, you know, I just don't know whether that battle's going to be won, but we've got to fight it.
Yeah,
you
know, we do. We do. And I send out some of the stuff I buy, I send out to a parent and say, see if your son likes this and tell me what he thinks.
Yeah, get some feedback.
Just to get some feedback from the kids, yeah.
So how can you get involved, or how can someone get involved to help for Blue Santa?
Donations would be great. And no donation is too small. And also during the period prior to distribution, we have what's called Blue Santa Gift Wrapping Days. It's 3 days on Tuesdays for 3 weeks where we invite the community to come in and help wrap all the gifts that we're going to distribute amongst the kids.
And how can people get involved with that?
Should be posting on our PD page, on our PD Facebook. I can give you the information for that while I'm here.
Yeah.
So our next and our first gift wrapping night is going to be Tuesday, November 26th. Okay. I know that's right before Thanksgiving, but I was kind of figuring people may be at home doing nothing before Turkey Day.
Yeah.
Come out and help us wrap some gifts.
And where do they need to be?
At 301 North Edward Gary. And that's at the Nelson Center. And we wrap from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, 301 North Edward Gary, that's
yes, sir.
The Nelson Center over there, and you're going to be wrapping from what time again?
6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m., folks, and so that'll be next Tuesday.
And the next date is December 3rd, same time, same location, and December 10th, same time, same location.
Okay. All right. So that's one way that you can get involved, is to go and help in the wrap, come in on the Tuesday nights, 301 North Edward Gary, to help wrap.
Yes, sir.
And how else can people get involved? I mean, other than you've got your donations, you've got your wrapping, is there anything else that you need help with during the year that folks can sign up for?
Not really. We have a lot of volunteers at the PD, so everything's pretty covered. But on those gift wrapping days, we want to bring the community in so we can engage with them during this time of year, during the Christmas season. So it's pretty festive. We have snacks, music, lights, and it's a pretty fun event.
And you make it into an event and,
yes,
for everybody to come in. And,
yes.
See, that's I love that. It's one way that, you know, like you said, don't you're there ahead of time. You got folks coming in. Come on over. And
yeah.
There's lots of ways on Thanksgiving here that you can get involved this year, folks, for different things. We'll talk more on that later on here in the following show. So the Blue Santa has been going, do you know how, for how long?
We looked a couple years ago, and it was the 50th year, but I think it's either 51 or 52 years now.
So it's been going since 1974, yeah. 75.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is a beautiful tradition to keep going.
Yes,
that's why
is.
I wanted to highlight that, you know, that this is not anything just that's come up, that, you know, this has been going on here in the community. So something for you to get involved with and keep going for that time. So let's take a quick station break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Blue Santa program and Larray Taylor. We'll get a little bit more on his story here when we come back here from Blue Santa. This is Focus on San Marcos in Focus, KCSM 104.1. KCSM LP 104.1 San Marcos, Texas, and on KCSM.org. We're going to be right back with you after let's do a little promotion for some of our shows here. We'll be right back with you.
Hi, this is Steve Chelmsford reminding everyone to catch my show, The Mop Tops and the King, featuring an hour of the greatest two artists in the history of rock and roll, Elvis and the Beatles. Every Monday evening at 9 p.m. right here on KZSM, San Marcos Community Radio.
Get ready to step back in time. It's the Big 80s Radio Show. Join us Wednesdays at 3 p.m. as we take you on a journey through the greatest hits of the 80s, from pop to rock to new wave and everything in between. Tune in every Wednesday, 3 p.m. for a nonstop blast from the past. Hosted by yours truly, Star Murphy. The Big 80s Radio Show on KZSM 104.1 FM, San Marcos True Community Radio.
It's almost Monday night. Y'all, you know what that means? That means Vinyl Confessions live here on KZSM, hosted by none other than The Wiz, who says he's calling all brothers and sisters and children of the night to join us on the random journey of life. Playing anything vinyl, one never knows what they're going to hear. You know where I'll be Monday night? I will be howling at the moon, listening to those cracks, hisses, and pops, along with those Kellogg's boys. Vinyl Confessions. Only here on KZSM, San Marcos True Community Radio. The little station heard around the world. Do you hear that? I'm talking about the bells. Do you hear the bells ringing? Yeah, me either. You know why? It's because the Salvation Army needs you to make it happen. We want you to ring the bell this Christmas. Bell ringers are needed from November 16th to December 23rd. Come on and ring as a family, with friends, work groups, church groups, community groups, even university organizations. We want you to bring your kids and feel free to dress festive. Start an annual tradition. You know, all of the donations that are raised remain in Hays County to help the residents in need. We need you to contact Lisa Cruz at 512-754-8541, or you can email her at lisa.cruz@uss.salvationarmy.org for more information. Come ring the bells and make the future bright.
Lots of ways that you can get involved here in the community. We're talking about one of those here today on San Marcos in Focus. I've got Larray Taylor is here talking about the Blue Santa program. And Larray, I wanted to come back and talk a little bit about your background and what brings you to this point in your life with coming back and doing the Blue Santa program here.
Well, like I said before, I retired in 2021 after 36 years with the department. Prior to my retirement, several years prior to my retirement, I'd say about 9 years prior, I was looking at retiring. My last assignment was in narcotics, and I was like, well, I guess I'm going to leave from here. And then a position opened up in community services. And I started thinking about community services and really wasn't sure about whether I wanted to go that route. Yeah. And did a lot of thinking, did a lot of praying, and decided, you know, I'm going to apply for community services. I believe there's something I can do there that's beneficial.
Was it because you're going from something that you were familiar with, working with the narcotics, to actually going out and you had to deal with more people, you had to deal with the public? Was that, is it just that was something that you were concerned about, or?
I didn't know. It was kind of unknown. Yeah. So I talked to some of the officers that were, assigned to the division, and kind of had an idea. But actually, prior to that, when my kids were growing up, we actually came out and gift wrapped for Blue Santa.
Okay.
And they were small. And so when I got in, switched over to give me the services, I realized that was a portion of the job I was going to be doing.
Yeah.
And so I kind of dove into that pretty deeply, just trying to look at what we can do, where the program was, how we could improve that program. And that was just one of many of the things that I did.
So, you know, we talk about this is, you've been buying, you've been looking at this all through the year, you've got your donations, and, you know, you try to maximize, we were talking about this off air here, that you try to maximize the dollars that you get, right?
Yes, yes, and that's really important. When I first started, most people don't know, but they have some police departments have toy seminars just for Blue Santa. And I attended one of those seminars up in Austin, and a company comes in and they show you bundled packages that you can buy toys in, in large quantities. So I was kind of looking at what they offered, and there's a few nice things, but there were some things that I really didn't care for giving out. And but when I started looking, this was around the time that Toys R Us was still pretty big and running. And I went into a Toys R Us, and I kind of looked around and said, I think I can do better than what I saw at that seminar if I just take the time and shop. So that's what I started doing. I had a really big, nice relationship with Toys R Us in Austin and North San Antonio. And the same thing with Walmart. So I started shopping Walmarts, Toys R Us, and I would look for deals. One of the things that really inspired me, I was sitting at home one evening, I saw an advertisement from Toys R Us, and it was it was called a Scrabble Twist. It was a little electronic game that you could spell words with.
Yeah.
And they were offering, you can get three, a limit of three for $3 each. Well, the device itself was $30. So I called the manager up at Toys R Us in Austin. I said, what can you help me out? This is what I do. This is what I'm doing. And he asked me, how many do you want? And I mistakenly said, I'll take all you got. Well, it really wasn't a mistake, but I told him, I'll take everything you have, because it filled up an entire Suburban, and the device is only maybe 6 inches. And you're
paying $3 for a $30 device. Yeah.
Yeah. And we still do that today. One of the gifts I were issuing out this year was something on Amazon, and it was sitting at $35 when I first saw it, and I was watching prices just fluctuate. Well, it dropped down to $7.59. Well, I'm buying $200. It's not $30 anymore.
Yeah.
And that can take care of my group from 11 to 12, and then the other gift that they get. So it's just shopping and looking for those deals to maximize that dollar.
And making sure that you can get something cool too. I mean, you know, that's the
very
other
cool
thing, is that you're looking for, you know, what's something that they're going to, that's going to engage that person, that young person. They're not going to throw it down. I mean, you're talking 11 to 12 year olds, and that's tough.
Yeah, it's hard. It really is hard to shop for the older kids.
Yeah. So, and you know, this is a process that is going on all through the year, and give me just a few minutes, and I'll let you in there, my friend, that's coming in. But the so again, you're purchasing these all through the year. You got everything. Where do you put all this?
I have a large storage room at the PD.
Yeah.
So it all goes there. When I order, it comes in. I inventory it. I rebox it most of the time so I can fit as much as I can in the box, and then I store it there throughout the year. And then once we get our distribution location, then we will transfer everything over to the distribution location.
And it's just kind of funny to me is that, yeah, the police department, they've got this closet, you know, that you got all these, you know, toys and that you're getting throughout the year. And wrapping paper, where do you get the wrapping paper? Do you do the same thing, kind of a deal?
Wrapping paper, sometimes that's challenging. This year I had enough funding just to buy wrapping paper. So Sam's does a great job with the large rolls, and I hit up Target, hit up everybody for wrapping paper. I've had several people donate wrapping paper, which helps a lot too.
Yeah. Well, it gives us, you don't think about these things, okay? Right. You know, it's, you know, you got to have supplies. You get everybody over there, and you don't have enough wrapping paper, you don't have enough tape. Well, that doesn't work very well, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So, and I imagine, after doing this for so many years, you get it down to a process for the, you know, and that, you know, somebody new coming in, hey, here's how you wrap something to maximize it. And I'm sure you've got it down, right?
Well, every year we're trying to improve on what we're doing. And the people that help, the volunteers, they do a great job. Sometimes they get a little confused of what I'm asking, but that's okay. But they do a great job.
Well, I think about all the packages I've had to wrap over the years, and you know, now it's at the point where, okay, I'm Grandpa, just send it, you know, and but I don't know, we'll see here if I get on up to see my kids for Christmas. So having a toy, you know, with the people, and when you're going in and you're presenting, some of the times that's really emotional in a lot of ways, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of a capstone, though, to all that work that you're doing. Tell us about some of those experiences.
I remember it was last year. I had purchased 25 bicycles, and there was a gentleman coming through with a small son, and he picked up his package, and I just asked, "Does your son have a bicycle?" And he says, "No." I said, "Well, he can have one today." Uh-huh. Well, Dad cries.
Yeah.
You know, we're all standing there like going, okay, we're about to cry. But he just said, "Thank you." He says, "I really appreciate that," because he wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
And so we see that a lot. I had, it was my second year doing it. And remember, I came out of narcotics, and there was a individual that walked in the door during distribution, and I knew they had kids, but also we had ran several warrants on their home. And I saw them walk through the door, and we kind of made eye contact, and she immediately turned and ran out the door. And I went after her, not aggressively, and I got to the car, and I tapped on the window, and this person tells me, "I don't have warrants." I said, "I don't care if you have warrants. You got kids. Come inside. Let me help your kids."
Yeah.
And she was like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah. Come inside. Let me do something for your kids for Christmas." Because it's not about, it's about the kids. It's about the families.
Yeah.
And that's important. And we really have to, it's like a detachment. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. Let me help you right now. Because you're in need. So.
Well, and that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Is that, you know, help you now, you're in need. And it's difficult when you are, as a parent, to ask for that help.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. And that's, like I said, I kind of can understand. I can put myself back in that position again. Well, thank you very much for coming in today, Larray. I want to get a couple minutes here. I wanted to wrap up, but I want to remind everybody. So it is at 301?
301 North Edward Gary.
Right. And what's the name of the building there?
It's in the Nelson Center. It used to be a CVS.
Okay.
But it's a large area that we use for distribution.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's right there and downtown here, and you can come on down. It's right next to FedEx. Used to be right in there next to it.
Yes.
And you still have a – we got a new print center that's back in there now. Come on down. And what's the time again that you're looking for volunteers?
From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And that's next November
26th.
December 3rd and December 10th.
All right. And to help wrap presents and talk stories and make a difference.
Yes.
Okay.
Snacks, music, Christmas lights.
Hey, there you go. We got a party. You know, and you can sing whatever cheesy Christmas song you want. Okay. You know, we'll do that for you. All right. Larry Taylor, thank you for coming in. Thank you for what you're doing for the community.
And thank you.
Thank you for coming back from retirement and telling the story about giving to the community and the importance of this program. So thank you very much. Is there any last words for folks?
No, just come out to gift wrap, and we'd love to see you there.
Okay. Larry Taylor, thank you very much.
And, thank you.
You are listening to San Marcos in Focus. We do this for a half hour every month for you here. And thank you to the city, and thank you to the communications department from the city for helping to coordinate this. And this is Rob Mark, your host. We'll be back with you next month. And as a reminder, these shows are underwritten by a grant from the Burdine Johnson Foundation to help support communication and education here in Hays County.